Wheaton says the Deer Valley expansion project into the north side of the Mayflower area in Wasatch County is massive and will likely take 20 years before it's all the way built out.
This is not just a flash in the pan kind of thing. So that's what's encouraging, is that everybody realizes that. And we're all taking our time and doing some good planning and really being diligent about the process.
He says he's happy with how the planning is progressing. He thinks they'll start to see some work in the area beginning next summer.
Purchase agreements are going along well. It's really making its way through Wasatch County in the approval process. And as the plans get more defined and redefined over there, the more encouraging it is. So I'm pretty excited about it.
Last year, Park City planners discussed partnering on a gondola connection between Old Town and Deer Valley Resort. The idea was to look for ways to mitigate traffic from Main Street to Deer Valley neighborhoods and the resort. Wheaton says even with the huge expansion underway in Wasatch County, the $25 million price tag seemed high, and he wasn't sure where the money would come from. He says the project's not totally dead, but it's on hold at this point.
Giving up is maybe a little bit strong, but not actively pursuing that right now. Alignments were tough. Funding was probably the toughest part. Once it got the price tag about what we were talking about, it's like, holy smokes, now how are we going to pay for this? $25 million bucks? That was a little steep for our little deal.
Resort reservations, he says, are outstanding, beginning at Christmas and going through the entire ski season.
It's almost like, boy, what are we going to do if all these people really show up? Reservations are up double digits. And the encouraging thing, those reservations are spread out throughout the entire ski season. Buckle up, because here we go.
The executive team is changing this year, with Mountain Operations Manager Chuck English retiring after 36 years with Deer Valley.
I'm going to miss him, personally and professionally. But Chuck's fingerprints and footprints are literally all over Deer Valley. And we're going to miss him. He's not going anywhere. He's going to be still here in town and take some time and enjoy his granddaughter and step back a little bit.
Wheaton says they're in the middle of an internal interview process to replace English, and they plan to make the announcement in a short time. Deer Valley has again been named Best Ski Resort in the U.S. by World Ski Report for the fourth year in a row. Wheaton likes to receive the recognition, but he also thinks it's a reflection on the way the city as a whole welcomes visitors. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.